today they had a photo op with the mayor downtown because a big announcement that our next guest will discuss from the executive director of basketball, Vera Paul Sir. And Iveson was not the tallest one in the picture. Paul, how you doing?
I'm well, Jason. And Don's, I'd say Don's a legit 6'3 and a half, 6'4 barefoot.
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
Yeah, nice reverse dunk today.
Really? Come on, did he dunk?
Well, let me qualify this. We recently have installed some new baskets, beautiful new baskets down in Sir Winston Churchill Square, and they moved two of them indoors today for this press conference, and the rims were lower. I won't say how much, but Mayor Iveson, very nice reverse dunk.
Oh, good for Donnie. Nice. Yeah. Okay. Did he go? Did he slam down with authority?
It was a finesse. It was a style dunk. It would have had points in the dunk competition. It was Ooh. That nice reverse two-hand behind
right.
his head.
Okay.
Very, very nice.
It's got a little, so we might have to do Strudwick versus Iveson, Hook, because Struds is always talking about his basketball ability. None of us have seen it, but we hear about it often. So we might have to check that out.
It would be a moneymaker, but not, I think, for the basketball necessarily, but for the personalities involved.
Today, a big announcement is, of course, this. Now, this has been coming for a while, but the women's national basketball team back in Edmonton, this is where they're going to make their home. Just talk about, you know, what this means to our city and more importantly, what it means to basketball overall, Paul.
Having the women's Olympic team in the city gives stability to their program, Jason, that they've never had before. Coach Lisa Tomitis, the head coach of the women's team, described their team today at the press conference as vagabonds because they've moved location to location. Really hard to build continuity in a world-class program when that's the way that your program's got to move around every year. Now they have their home in the world-class Saville Community Sports Center, which is a great gymnasium, but even more than that, their high-performance center, which is attached to it, gives the women's team an opportunity to train like Olympians. So really solidifies their programs. They love Edmonton. They feel like it's home. Edmonton treats them with so much respect and what I dare say love, because today you could see it. We had all 22 girls that are trying out for the team there with the coaches. We had 45 Hardesty school students there. They were shooting with the players, getting autographs signed. I mean, in Edmonton, they're rock stars. What it means to basketball in general, though, is the role modeling and impact of young people in the city being able to watch, witness, and see how these women practice, and the influence that can have on the development of our game, we think, is huge. Plus, they're going to be out in the community working with inner city kids, going to clinics, and we feel that that's going to have a tremendous impact as well.
The 22 girls, Paul, how tight of a competition is this going to be? Is there like 3-4 spots up for grabs in your mind, or maybe only one or two?
I really can't comment on that because I'm not as familiar with this group of ladies in the talent they have coming in. Although I know a couple of them are very good D1 players. So I don't know how many spots are up for grabs. I think there's a core of 6 to 8, but I'm guessing that say that leaves 4 to 6 spots that are going to be very, very competitive. They've got a great culture. They've got experienced veterans coming back, but they have a phenomenal group of young, talented players that are competing for spots as well. So, including in that, of course, are the Plouffe sisters. So it's going to be tight. And neither Plouffe was on the team last year because they were both doing summer school and working towards a degree. So yeah, I think it's going to be tighter than just a couple of spots, Jason.
How much better is the women's program now than even 5 years ago?
Miles better, to use an American measurement. They're ninth in the world. Finished second last year in the regional qualifier for world championships. They haven't done that in a long, long time, decades. And what's really neat about it is they have a tremendous culture that's developed on their program. They play a distinct style of basketball that's somewhat counterintuitive to the international style of play. And they've got their own style, their own culture. They're very confident. They're extremely well coached. So they've got it going in terms of building the. They have the foundation built. Now it's the incremental growth to see how far up the ladder they can climb. And their next goal, I know, is to get into the top five. But that's a huge jump. It's one thing to get to the top 10. To get to the top five, you have to be extremely good. And they know they have their work cut out for them. But like I said, they've got the culture, they've got the talent, they've got the coaching. So now it's just a question of the experience and putting it all together.
Paul Sir joins us, Executive Director of Basketball Alberta. The women's when's the camp open?
Camp opened today. And the practices are open to the public. There are several media days that are going to be sent out in a press release today. So anyone can go and watch them practice when the practices are on. And the practices are posted on the Basketball Alberta website. And then, of course, the excitement is around the June 26th, 27th, and 28th games that will be played against the 7th-ranked Brazilian teams at the Saville Community Sports Center. So top 10 global basketball teams in Edmonton competing in a 3-game series. It's going to be phenomenal. So we're really hoping the public will come out and take this in, because they're going to be, if they haven't seen this team play before, they're going to be shocked at how good they are.
When you look at the women's team and then Brazil, I know that 3-game series is awesome. How many, do you think they'll be down to 14 girls by then? I'm assuming not all 22 are they going to dress. They're going to make some cuts before then, are they not?
There'll be cuts made. I'm not sure if it'll be down to their final roster, Jason, but there will be cuts made. So certainly we will see probably, as you say, the top 14 girls, if not the top 12.
And outside of the Plouffe sisters, who are the other Western Canadians we should be looking at?
There's a number. There's several girls from BC. The Plouffe sisters are the only two competing from Alberta this year, but there's several from BC. One athlete, Kia Nurse, whose brother was drafted by the Oilers, is going to Connecticut next year. She's from Ontario, but she is, I think, to women's basketball what Andrew Wiggins was to men's basketball in the NCAA this year. So she's spectacular to watch, and she just, I believe she just turned 18. So she's a budding future international superstar.
Paul, always good to talk basketball with you. We'll keep in conversation to have a Strudwick basketball appearance at some point in the near future.
We'll look forward to that, Jason. Thanks as always.